Our mind operates our body. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Our body operates our mind, or our mind operates our body. We all too often let our body operate our mind. We let our body operate our thinking. We let our body make us think one thing or another, and usually it's not correct. Our body says we're hungry and we're not. Our body says we're thirsty and we're not. Our body says we're tired and we're not. Our body says we're sick and we're not. Our body says we're all sorts of things, all sorts of illusions that our body gives to our world and our thinking, but it's not so. Whatever we think about, that's what we are. Whatever our thoughts are, that's what our body is. Whatever our thoughts are, that's what our affairs are. Whatever our thoughts are, that's what our life is. Now, riches are not made out of money, although money is very fine. And money comes to those people who live a life of riches. Health does not come from physical activity. Health comes from mental activity. We can be healthy as can be and not even recognize that we're healthy. We can have more friends than we ever knew. In fact, most of the time we do have more friends in our life than we ever knew. And circumstances come up and we're facing something difficult and our friends gather around us and support us and say, "Hey, I'm with you. I'm behind you all the way. Come on, you can do it. You've done it before. You're wonderful." What? You really mean it? You really mean it? You're behind me? Sure. Well, why didn't you tell me this before? Well, there's no circumstance to call for it before, but now there is a circumstance to call for it. Well, in your life right now is a time to call for it. It's a time to call forth from your mind who you really are. You are a very special person. You are a very wonderful, divine person. You're a very unique person. But you don't know it. You don't know it. You don't really appreciate how wonderful you are. You don't really appreciate how wonderful it is when you speak your word and your life brings forth goodness, right action, peace, truth, honor, joy, love in your life. Yes? Can you stand up for principle? Oh, we like to see movies where the principle is being stood up for. We like to see movies where people are challenged and they could get an easy out if they would not stand up for principle. And they could do all sorts of things if they would not stand up for principle. But they stand up for principle even if nobody understands them. But in the long run, everybody understands them. In the short run, it might seem the immediate thing to do. It might seem to be the right thing to do, to act in an improper way. It might seem proper to strike someone back, and the master said, "Turn the other cheek." It might seem proper to hide yourself and hide your belongings, but the master says, "If someone takes your coat, give them also your cloak." You see, what do these stupid things mean? I mean, certainly we have a right to be unhappy when someone hits us, when we strike them back. We have a right to hold and own our own property. We have a right to be possessive of it. We have a right to do those things. Oh, we surely do. And every time we hold on to our rights, somehow we lose a great step on our pathway to understanding who we are. And only when we are non-possessive, only when we are unconditionally loving, only when we are looking at the world through the eyes of our mind, through the eyes of our thinking, through the eyes of our joy, do we find that there truly is a wonderful world in which we live. There truly are wonderful people with whom we associate. There truly is a fabulous body. Wow, yes, 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 yes. We live in a fabulous body. But it's only a fabulous body because we think about it in that way. We live up to our principles. We have unconditional love for ourselves and for our world. And as we do that, only through our mind, as we do that through our mind, our affairs equate to that wonderful high calling. Join me today in this wholeness that I am and you are, right now, because we think it so, and it is so. If you'd like to speak to anyone, practitioner, someone who can counsel with you on the needs of your heart, your mind, your soul, your being, dial 1-619-478-5111, 1-619-478-5111, and you'll talk to a practitioner. All the people who answer that corporate telephone number are practitioners, and tell them you want to think better thoughts to bring about a better resolution in your life today, right now. And they will join with you in thinking beautiful thoughts for you, knowing that it is done now. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. And just know, I love you. I love you. I love you.